This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing. Today is our... we're continuing in Ion Shir on Masechta Yevamah is Daf Pei. Today's Shir is dedicated by Rav Nosson Weldler, Umishpachta Le'ila Nishmas, Paro Bas Chana, who is Neftaras this past week. She's in B'toich Shiva, Shama Shem Naliyah, Shiva Melas Yosher for her whole family, B'suras Tova, Simcha Sanachas, Abiyas Goel Tzadak. Okay, so I want to speak about two inyanim on Daf Pei. The first one is Tosfos. Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskal Nasa Suras Lamafreya. We have a machlokes if somebody ate chelev between 12 and 18. And basically they did not grow hairs. And then they had simanei sris. So when the simanei sris come, do we say that, okay, retroactively this person was a sris already from the time of 12? Because usually when a girl turns 12 or a boy turns 13, they are considered no longer a minor. They're a gadol. The only thing is, typically they have the two pubic hairs that show they're a gadol. This person never had pubic hairs, so we're not sure. Maybe they'll grow hairs late, and then they'll be a late bloomer, they mature late. Or maybe they'll turn out to be a sris. So when they turn out to be a sris, do we say, l'mafreya, they were a sris from the beginning? Or do we say, no, until they actually display signs of being a sris, they remain a katan. So Rav says, you become a sris from Afreya. Shmuel says, you're a katan at that time. What's the nafkamina? L'chayra, the nafkamina is, the Gemara says, if the person ate chelev, whether you'll get malchus or not, or whether you'll get malchus or not. So Tosis is bothered by the following question. Tosis is bothered, okay, if you become a sris l'mafreya, does that mean you get malchus? So Tosis says, yeah. The lucky al chelev sha'achal. You'll get malchus for the chelev that you ate. So Tosis' question is, why would you get malchus? What do we tell the guy? Don't eat the chelev, because you're going to be chayiv malchus. What do you mean you'll be chayiv malchus? You don't even know if I'm a gadol or not. So that's what it's called, hasra safek. Then we know you can't, you cannot incur a penalty, a punishment, unless you're warned. And you cannot be warned hasras safek. So therefore, the question is, how could we give malchus to this person, but what did you warn him exactly? You warned him, don't eat from it, because maybe you'll get malchus. That's hasra safek. By the way, I'll give you an example. You know, there's a shaila, abortion. Is it murder? Is it not murder? So the Mizrahi and Chumash says, avada, abortion is murder. So then why don't we give capital punishment? Because you can't warn someone, don't perform an abortion, maybe the child will not be a ben kayama. So it's not, so even though it's ritzicha, and there's a chi of misa, but we can't warn the person. So here also, what do you mean you become a sris l'mafreya? But it's hasra safek. Says Tosis, the loy chashiv hasra safek, afagav de b'shas hasra haya safek, shema yavi sa'arais kaidem yirches, even though before, at the time of the hasra, it's a suffix. Maybe the kid will grow hairs, and then he'll turn out not to be a sris. He'll turn out to be a late blooming gadol. Says Tosis, the hashta mia igloi lemafreya shahaya gadol b'shas hasra. Now, when he grows simane sris, it's huvrar davar lemafreya. Retroactively, it demonstrates that he was a gadol at the time of the hasra. Okay, so that's the. That's Tosis' question. L'chayra it's hasra safek. And the answer is, after the fact that he develops simanei sris, retroactively, it's been determined that he was a gadol at the time of hasra. Now, b'chlal, it's impossible to understand what Tosis is talking about. What do you mean, igloi milsa l'mafreya? the bottom line, you can't warn someone definitively, don't do this because you're going to get punished, when he might not get punished. When it turns out, if he grows hairs, then it'll turn out that he's not a Sris. Oh, but now he didn't grow hairs and he turned out to be Sris. Okay, very nice. But how does this make it not Hasra Sofik? What do you mean, Igloi Mil Salmah Freya? But Hasra Sofik is anytime you can't warn somebody definitively. Tosis is bothered. Why, if you, let's say we have two people, we don't know who the father is, and we tell the kid, don't hit both of them. Don't hit this one, it might be your father. Don't hit this one, it might be your father. Even though at the end of the day, if he hits both of them, he'll have hit his father. So we say he's not Chayiv Misa. Why not? Igloi Mil Salmah Freya, that he hit his father. So he says, V'leidomi lehika azeh, v'chazar v'hika azeh, because even after he hit both of them, he still doesn't know which one is the father. You're right. At the end of the day, he ended up hitting both of them. But still, he still doesn't know which one is the father. But in this situation, at the end of the day, we know that he was a Sris. So if we know he was a Sris, we warned him, don't eat this, because a Jew cannot eat chalev. But still, it's very unclear, since he might end up being a katan. It's true he wasn't, but he could have been. So how could we be mechayev malchus? It's asra safek. What exactly does Tosis mean? So I want to share with you Pnei Yeshua. This Pnei Yeshua appears in Masechta Kedushin in something called Kunchos Achron. At the end of the Masechta, Pnei Yeshua has like a Madura Basra sort of. Okay, so look at this Pnei Yeshua. V'nira midivrayim. From Tosus it appears, this is a Tosus in Kedushin. Di'af agav de'bisha sha'aver aver lo yadar shu gadol, even though at the time he violated an aver, we didn't know he was a gadol. Afil hochi lo kinan alei, we still give malchus l'mafreya. U'mikwi shaper hasra, it's still called the hasra b'chahe gavna. De'giloi milsa ba'almahu, because the information that determines that he is a gadol is just a gilei milsa. K'mashe kasav toisus lahedya in Yevamos daf pei b'divar hamaschal nase sris l'mafreya. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes our toisus in Yevamos that we say retroactively we've determined that he was a sris. The only thing is in the Mishnah Lamelech he says that from Toisus and Masechta Nida, Perak Yotzi Doifin, Daf Mem Zayin, it's not mashma this. Imkein Lefid Varav Devei Toisus Soisim Zasa. That's the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. By the way, if you want to go to the Mishnah Lamelech's Kever, all you have to do is come with us to Turkey in a few weeks. Anyway, or you could just eat turkey. But that's the Mishnah Lamelech's question. The Mishnah Lamelech's question is, there's a Toisus in Masechta Nida that seems to say that Huvra davar l'mafreya does not get you out of the issue of hasra safek. So listen to how the Pnei Yeshua learns this. Amnam, here's the line. This is a very important yesoid b'chlal. Amnam, la'niyas da'ati yesh liyashiv, deloy dami, demasha kosvu b'yavamas. Here you have Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin, he's explaining our Tosis. That which Tosis says in Yavamas, da'av eshaper hasra b'chai gavna, v'loy mikri hasra safek, hainu, there's no suffik in the entity of the Yisr. In other words, is it Asr for a Jew to eat Chelev? Yes. Is it Asr for this person to eat Chelev? So I would have said, maybe not, because it might be a Katan. So this is, I think, what he means. What he means is, no Jew is allowed to eat a Chelev. Even a Katan cannot eat Chelev. It's just if a katan eats chelev, we're not going to punish him. But a katan has an isser of eating chelev. So there's no suffik legabi the isser. The suffik is whether we could give the penalty, but not regarding the prohibition. Vimkein harei hisra by bavade. It's a vade warning. We could say, don't do this. What do you mean, don't do this? But I might be a katan. Okay, you still can't do it. We can't say definitively you'll be chayiv misa. In other words, in the case that I gave of the Mizrahi by abortion, we could tell the person. We cannot tell the person, don't do this. And say, why not? Maybe the child won't be viable. And if the child's not viable, there's no isser of killing a non-viable child. I mean, there's an isser, but that's not ritzicha. But here, either way you look at it, there's a vaday isser of eating chelev. The suffix is only on the application of the penalty. We warned them for sure, al toichal chelev. Even though we don't know if he's capable of being punished, that's not relevant to the warning. We never found in any place in Shash it's not necessary that the Edim have to testify that the one who they warned is liable for punishment. Ella Sanhedrin choiker al zeh, the Sanhedrin will investigate this. When came Shaper Kosvu, Giloy Milsa Ba'alma. Retroactively, it turns out that the guy was a Sris, but the warning was a Vaday warning. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns Pshat and Tosis. The reason why it's not Hasra Safik is because either way there's an Isser, the suffix only on the Baroinchim. I think this is very difficult, Pshat and Tosis. I saw this question in the in this Choyveres of Daf HaShavua, but they ask it as a Ktzas Kasha. So what's Tosis bothered by then? But why in the case if we say, don't hit Pliny, don't hit Pliny, so why don't we say Giloy Milsova Alma over there? What do you mean? Over there, of course it's Hasra Safik, because we cannot warn him and say, this is definitely Usr, because it might not be your father. Like, what's Tosfos bothered by? If the Pshat in Tosfos is that the reason why it's not Hasra Safik is because either way it's Usr, the Shaila, though, is if you're a Bar Oinshim, and that's something Sanhedrin will investigate later, that's not applicable in the case of Hika Zeb Chazar Hika Zeb. There, it might not be Usr. So you say, well, for sure you were doing an Isser. We could warn you, don't hit this one and don't hit that one. No, we can't. When before you hit the first one, we can't say, don't hit this one. If you hit this one, you're going to be doing an Isser. Maybe not. And then after you hit the first one, we can't warn you, don't hit the second one. So Tosis' question seems to be a little difficult. Rabbi Kiveger and Chulin, though, learns Tosis the exact same way, that the Yesod of Tosis, by the way, it's not so pashut that a katan is not allowed to do the Avera, it's just he's not a Bar Oinshin. That's a major chakira. That's a big shaila, whether is a katan not a Bar Isser, or he's just not a Bar Oinshin. Ayin, the Bar Mitzvah series, it's like shir number 9 or 11, something like that, where there's a shaila about the geder of the prohibition of a katan. Okay, now I want to take you to one more inyan on the daf here. We discussed this on Shabbos yesterday. Asi, you were asking about this. The Gemara says on three lines on the bottom, Amar Rabbi Avahu, that the simanim of a sris, an islandess, or an 8-month-old, you can't act upon them until they're 20 years old. So the Gemara says, can an 8-month-old live? And the Gemara says, well, he could live if we have simanim that his hair is developed and his nails are developed. But even so, Rabbi Avo is saying, even with the simanim that he's a bar kayama, you still cannot do an amaisa until he's 20. So Rashi's bother, what exactly are we talking about? What is it that we cannot determine until the kid is 20? So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, if you have on daf pei, uben ches, shenoilad l'ches chadashim, ein oisim by maisa, lahachzikoy keben kayama. We cannot treat the kid as a viable kid bishvil simanim, just because he has simanim, meaning klaim rafa pisha gamru simani sarvat siparnav, even though his hair and nails are developed, kishanoilad afiloch ilayamina bar kayama, we don't see his bar kayama, vaday ad sheyia ben esrim shana, until he's 20 years old. So this is a very interesting sugya according to Rashi. Here you have a kid. He was born after 8 months with fully developed hair, fully developed nails. At 13 years old, he lay in his bar mitzvah parasha matos masay. He didn't even come up with air for air. At 14 years old, he blew 101 tkiyos. At 15, he did hagba on a 500-pound sefer Torah. But we don't know he's a ben kayama until he's turned 20. I mean, that's how Rashi learns. And the Rishonim have a major issue with Rashi. The Rishonim basically ask, wait a second. The kid's fighting in war. He's on the front lines of the battle. He's driving a tank. He's jumping out of a jet. But we don't know he's a ben kayama until he's 20. Look, Rashi says, this is the Rajba, Pirush Rashi. The kid's 19 and he's still a nefel? V'oid, the Rabbi Yavohu, let's say you're Yavama. She has a kid, but the kid was born after 8 months and the kid is 17 years old. She can't marry Lashuk. You know why? And that might not be a bar kayama. So that means every yavama who gives birth to an after 8 months has to wait 20 years until she's free. She married off her kid. Listen to this. The kid has grandchildren. The kid has children, but the woman is not free to marry. Why? Because the kid might not be a ben kayama. I guess if they're grandchildren, then she could marry. But let's say the kid, I don't know, the kid, he wrestled. He he did all kinds of activities. You cannot determine he's a ben kayama until he's 20. So the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And they say this whole sugya of doing a ma'isa is not to determine he's a ben kayama. He's a vada a ben kayama. It's to determine he's a gadol. Listen to this. Because he was born after 8, he's weaker, and therefore we say he's like a sris. We cannot determine he's a gadol until 20. That's how the other Rajba and the Ritva learn the sugya, based on Rabbeinu Chanano. Rabbeinu Chanano va'arayvet zal pershu simane ben shmoina kolomer ben shmoina. An 8 month, a kid who was born after 8 months of pregnancy, shehevi shtei sarois. Until he is 20. Tishnas Esrim Leben Shmoina Kishnas Yudgimel Leshar Bnei Adam. 8:20 for a kid who was born after 8 months is like 13 for everybody else. You hear this? That means a kid born after 8 months is not a gadol until he's 20. He brought hairs. He brought the two pubic hairs. No, it's a shuma ba'alma. It's like a birthmark. You know, shuma ba'alma ufishu cholosh b'yoyser. Says the Rajba, wait a second. This doesn't answer up all of our problems. V'af l'peir zeh yesh l'haksho ist imkein kol ish shekideish toich esrim. Listen to this gavaldiga case. A guy got married within 20 years. Or a woman who was born after 8 months, got married within 18 years. And then she received kedushin from someone else. Im pashta yada v'kibla kedushin me'achar nechesh l'sheni. She received kedushin from someone else. We should be choshesh. Maybe the first kedushin wasn't good because it's kedushin ketana. So I would say, huh? Then the second kedushin is not good either. I don't really understand what he's asking. Anyone understand the question? He's asking, then it comes out according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rajba, the Ritva, that if our whole sugya is saying that if somebody was born after 8 months, not that he's not a ben kayama, avada he's a ben kayama, the guy's fighting in the army, he's a ben kayama, it's that we can't establish him as a gadol until he turns 20, like a sris. So he says, so then it comes out if he accepts kedushin from someone else after he's already married. No, like this. Sorry, I got the case. An 18-year-old guy marries a woman. He was born after 8 months. And then she decides to get married to somebody else. We should be choshish for the second kedushin. Aye, but she's married to the first guy. We don't know. Maybe the first guy's a katan and his kedushin is not a kedushin. That's the question on the Rajba. Meaning if this sugya is saying that if someone is born after 8 months, we cannot determine that they're a gadol until they turn age 20, then if she got married to a guy like that and then she accepted kedushin from someone else, we should be choshish for the second kedushin. Also, he asks, a 19-year-old, even if he brings simanim, he should not be able to do chalitza. Because he's a katan. So the Rajva says, Mestaber Rabbi Avo only meant this if you know that he's 8 months. But Shar B'nei Adam, in other words, this chash will only apply someone who you know for certain was born after 8 months. But a regular, in other words, because technically you could ask that this is going to throw a major curveball into any kedushin. Because anytime a man marries a woman, potentially we should be choshesh. Maybe it's not a good kedushin because maybe he's a nefel. Yeah, I don't know why the Rajah is even bringing in Nephilim, because the Chashash here is not being a Nephil. I thought we're dismissing Rashi that you're possibly a Nephil. The question is maybe you're a Katan. Oh, that's what he's saying. He's saying he disagrees with Rashi. There's no, we're not Choshesh someone as a Nephil. Like we say later on, Roiv Nashim Misabrais V'yoldes V'lad Shal Kayama, and we assume that they're healthy. And we assume they're godless when they're 13. But, says the Rajah, when the kid is born at 8 months old, that's where there's machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan hold that even though they're goymer siman etzi parnav, there's a nefel. They are a nefel. For sure a nefel. And Rabbi holds that no, maybe they just hung out in the womb and will wait until 20 years old. So that's the machloikis between Rashi and the Rajba. Rashi learns the chashashes that if someone is born after 8 months, maybe they're a nefel. The Rajba says, no, that's not the chashash. The chashash is maybe they're a katan. Someone who's born after 8 months, we have to be choshesh. Maybe they're a katan until they are of 20 years old. Okay, that's the whole thing. So we have Tosfos. Tosfos says that according to Shitas, Rav, that Nasa Sisla Mafreya, it's not a violation of Hasra Safik. Why? Pnei Yeshua says because Miman of Shach, there's an Isser. The Shaila is only, the Safik is only on the Bar Oinshin. And then regarding the Simane Sris, that you have to be 20, Rashi says you have to be 20 to be extricated from the category of Nefel, and the Rajva says to be extricated from the category of Katan. Okay, everyone. Baruch Hatzlacha. Have a great day. I think tonight I have to do Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. About 9:15, we'll send out a message, okay? Have a good night. Have a good day. Kol tov. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.